morning, everyone, and welcome again to our Sunrise Project weekly call. I am always so honored and happy to have you here with us, especially this morning, as we have a really special session in store with our resident expert, Dr. Linda McGee. But before we get started, let me open up with a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I take a deep breath and am really excited to have Dr. Linda McGee with us back this morning. She has been with us at the Sunrise Project since day one, almost 5 years ago, and has been our resident expert all these years and has been with us almost once a month since we started. And so enormously appreciative of you, Dr. Linda, for always being here and always saying yes, and for all of our village for being here. And today is a special session because we have open sessions from time to time where we want to open up the line and have people join us either on their phone or come on video if you choose to, or whatever may feel right for you to have a conversation about the holidays. I will say Dr. Linda's bio is incredible, and many of you have heard her speak before. She is a clinical psychologist, she's an attorney, she's a nationally recognized mental health advisor and expert and a professor, and has written all kinds of articles and more and more and more. I'm not going to read through her bio because I want to get to our conversation, and she's shaking her head. And
mostly everybody on here has seen that bio. They've heard it before and it's online. Yes. So you can see it. I'm rearing for us to get started today. First, let's Kelly, can started. I ask you how you're doing?
How am I doing? Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I am actually really great today. And I am really good. I feel I'm in the sunshine, which is what I love. And I'm in Florida at the moment. It's sunny and beautiful. I have my little dog with me. I love little Gigi. And I'm really good. I feel like I'm on the other side.
We share our love of the ocean.
Yes, and the sun. I'm on the other side. It's a really tough year.
My ocean is a little bit colder up in Delaware, but it's still the ocean.
It's the water, yes.
So I'm glad that you're well. And we're going to open it up, the promo mm-hmm. to the shows, talks about the holidays and how for many of you who are like in the position that I'm in this year, who've suffered a lot of loss.
Yes.
The holidays just take on more meaning and less meaning, right?
Yes, and they can be different.
How,
mm-hmm.
And how, you know, if you're out there listening and you are struggling, bring those questions out, talk about it, let's process them here. And Kelly always likes to keep open mic open, but yeah. Just what's been on my mind, I call it ripped from the headlines, what I'm dealing with families that are in situations like some of yours, is this notion of you have this grown child who can legally make decisions for themselves and they won't get help and they won't push themselves in any kind of direction. Mm-hmm. Just the power of what do? How do you let go? How do you release?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's on my heart today. So I'm throwing it out there. Maybe that's on somebody else's heart out there too. But let's start off by just checking in. If anyone wants to check in and tell us how they're doing. Anybody struggling with the holidays, anybody struggling with the kids, their husbands, their spouses, let us know.
You know, for me, while people are thinking about coming off of mute, if they choose to, I think, you know, the fact that it's in a week and a half, it just hit me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of anxiety around that. And at the same time, I'm like, it just is what it is. So I'm going to focus on the boys, making sure they have something. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Yeah. A few years ago, I kind of like decluttered myself of having to be perfect and at Christmas and putting
Mm-hmm.
on a show, and so that has freed me because I am a much, I've decided that I'm much more of a person that likes to do things for people throughout the year. And pull you aside, take you to dinner, have you come stay with me on a trip or whatever. I'm much more of that. And I've decided that I was not going to have my holidays running and ripping and spending money that I don't have.
That's very smart. I think that's what I need to do this year
Anybody
because
else
I
freed themselves or need to free themselves from the holidays? Y'all quiet this morning. You can put it in chat if you don't want to talk.
Something that I shared with you earlier that Bev Kearney shared with us right before Thanksgiving was this notion of anticipating the joy instead, and especially as it comes to having, our adult children who might come back in town or who might be there. And up until that moment, I know I had a lot of worry and stress about my eldest coming back home. And I shifted the paradigm to anticipating the joy instead and sharing that I was looking forward to seeing him. And it really opened up a space for there to be joy and less stress around the relationship during that Thanksgiving time.
And I have found that trying to acquaint yourself with your adult children, like this morning I was sharing with Kelly that we just came in, but I had my son try Pilates with me for the first time, and we laughed and giggled through the class, and it was fun for me to have show him how hard it is. And but just like being able to like spend time with them without expectations, I'm gonna admit that I was probably a hard driver when my son was in high school, and probably harder than I realized. And I'm to be honest with you, it's really nice not having to be the police, the enforcer, and just to sort of like watch him grow and bloom. Again, having that be part of the joy. It's just spending time with your adult children as adults and getting to know them, and the kind of the wonderful creatures that lurk underneath.
Absolutely. Allowing us to see that wonderful side of them and to be in that space versus the old faces, as Gigi wants to talk to me. If you want to come off of mute and you're on your phone, you can hit star six. Just a reminder if you're calling in.
Anybody have things that they're looking forward to in the new year? I have a lot of projects that I'm looking forward to in the new year. And so I'm looking at the year anticipating joy. Anybody have any good news to share? Or y'all just want to hear me and Kelly drones?
It really is quiet. I wonder if
It
there's
really is
something going
quiet
on with
today.
I'm looking to make sure there's nothing going on with the technology. I don't think so. I'm celebrating
So,
a birthday all
all right.
31 days. All right, Dr. Vicky.
All right.
And you're
All
having your
31
soul well.
days. So
You
happy
celebrate the month
birthday.
of December. Yeah, the month of
I just
December.
so admire people that take that month-long celebration. Going
Yes.
back to the classroom to tutor elementary students. Oh, we need you so badly. Bless
That's
you.
amazing.
Bless you, bless you. It's one of the things that I feel like that people are exploring this year coming off of the elections is like, what can I do in my own community? And the fact of the matter is, it coming back to your own community and spending an hour or two a week in your own community is the best thing you can do right now. Investing in yourselves, your children, your neighbors' children, your neighbor's business.
Yes,
No.
absolutely. Oh, and someone asked, how was the get together in DC last weekend? It was amazing. It was so powerful. The people that came, I think, really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Our paint and sip was incredible. Dr. Vicky did a sound bath that was beyond powerful and incredible. And it was a wonderful weekend for fellowship and conversation and getting to know one another. So it was incredible. Dee, our executive director, had a beautiful brunch at her home. So we plan on doing it again for sure. This time somewhere warm. So, and in the sun. But it was really, really incredible.
Yes, I
Thank you for
think it
asking.
right. Thank you so much for
Thank
asking. And I definitely think that we all are going to need a destination in 2025. And I like
you.
Kelly's idea of keeping it, and these ideas of keeping it relatively program free, but we'll probably add in some like peace walks and a little few other things. But they'll be optional. So if you want to sleep in, you can sleep in and you don't have to go on Dr. Linda's peace
Don't
walk.
have to do anything. That's right. And sit around the pool and just relax and
So
talk.
yeah, look, we're looking forward to an event this year, that next year where we're in the sun. And Kelly might have to bring out some of Dr. Linda's cakes.
Absolutely. But it was really, really good. And then the prior weekend, a sunrise, one of our Sunrise Village callers, her daughter pledged, and I had the wonderful privilege of spending the day with them. It was incredible being with that young lady, number 10, from her chapter. It was great. So it's been a couple of really good weeks back to back. I want to ask Dr. Linda that, in terms of sunrise and how and why we started sunrise, it was really to help parents and caregivers who were and still are dealing with challenges with our children in a host of ways and spaces. And what we now realize is that a lot of the challenges are really because we haven't changed. But back to my question is around the holidays. Why are they so, why can they be? Why can they be so emotional and so difficult for people?
I think a lot of times they invoke what we're looking for from childhood, either a lot of times what we did get from childhood, so they're good memories. And we may now no longer have them. We may have lost some of the people, like parents. Like I miss my mother. I miss my mother's kitchen at Christmas. I miss the smell of oranges and all the things that she would cook with, and all the little tools that she would use. We set a lot of expectations on ourselves during the holidays. And when you get together and on 2 or 3 days of the year, things are not going to magically be cured. Your child is not going to magically not have mental illness or not have addiction problems. And we're going to still be carrying our own trauma. And so when we place all those expectations, we're bound to be disappointed. We're bound to have some of the same old arguments. And when we're thinking about these precious, perfect holidays, they just don't come to fruition. And in a lot of our communities, we insist upon getting together for a long amount of time and doing the same old things that we did. And a lot of times they're painful and they need to be rethought. Like when we go through life's transitions like divorce, deaths in the family, maybe that's the time you want to think that maybe this year you guys do some, we do something else. Right? We don't necessarily do that. Or we figure out if we want to do the same thing, how do we honor the loved one who's not there? Or how do we like say for the day we're going to set aside our differences and try to enjoy the day? And maybe, even though I don't do this a lot, Kelly, urge people to maybe so avoid some topics. It's not going to
That's
get solved
actually
on Christmas Day, right? So like maybe we could not talk about whether or not so and so needs rehab on
remember.
Christmas, right?
Right.
And we could just wait till, I was talking to a couple the other day, and they have a lot of decisions to make with their child and their school, but the school doesn't start again till January 15th. And I was just like, why don't we wait until the 27th before we talk about any of that? Why don't you eat some turkey and some beef tenderloin and open some presents and just spend time with them now that they're home from school? And then, everybody knows that there are some tough decisions that have to be made, but they can wait until
But
the
try to have
27th.
a good, But then they still have, so yeah, that's actually really interesting. I want to read something that one of our callers put in the chat. It's a post. It's she said she or he said to please share anonymously. So it says the holidays are interesting for me this year. Anxiety about the impending inauguration and possible fallout, and trying to balance being optimistic and realistic because it's life. And she said, I'm making hard decisions like only being in healthy spaces, which unfortunately includes not spending as much time with family. It'll be different, but I need the time to take care. I need the time to care for my well-being. I think that is so brilliant and beautiful
Yes,
and
and
true.
because I think that we're sort of bred and raised to try to take care of everyone in our communities, right? And when we don't, like she says, unfortunately, we think it's a bad thing when we take a step back and we are selfish, right? We are self-focused. But a part of this is changing your mindset that this is maybe healthy for everybody, that you're like trying to break up some patterns. And it's really, really hard to say to someone, no, I'm not going to be there on Christmas Day because it's just not good for you. But in the long run, it might be the best thing. So for anyone that's out there that's thinking that they might not stay 5 days and they might just stay 3 days, do it.
Or maybe no days, right? It could be a
Oh
totally
yeah, or
different.
maybe you buzz in with a cake and have dinner and go back home. But maybe this is the year that you think about like placing yourself first. And I want to go back to the other comment because I can't. I've been talking about this a lot in the media. This country is really in a trying place, and it would do us no good to deny that. And I think many of us are dealing with, I've been trying to write down my thoughts lately because they've just been such a jumble. We're dealing with a lot of pain, a lot of hurt, a lot of anger, a lot of disappointment, a lot of sense of betrayal, a lot of sense of who the hell are our fellow Americans. Who are these people? And trying to make sense of it. And I can't give y'all any definitive answers. I mean, I have a psych degree, but I am not God. But what I can say is this: what I have done is I'm trying to make some sense out of it for the thing that I can control, right? I can control how I spend my time, where my values are, and what I'm going to do. And I'm just going to toss out some things that people have suggested and that I've seen online is that, again, people are trying to figure out what they can do within their own communities, how they can support the sister down the street that's starting a social media company or that's starting a website design business, or like Kelly that's out there doing marketing toward diverse communities. Think about your hiring those companies. Think about helping someone else's kid, circulating scholarship information instead of keeping stuff just close. Think about taking care of yourself in the way that you've never done in your entire life. Getting that trainer. For me this year, I'm getting a reformer in 2025. Getting
Oh, that's
what it
awesome. You're gonna get your own reformer for your
yes.
home. Amazing.
And they're really expensive, but I'm like, look, you know, that's a cost. I call fitness gear a cost of doing business, right?
That's awesome.
I want to add in what someone just put in the chat. They said they feel the attack on Black women. You would not be human if you did not take what happened this year as a blow, right? I'm just keeping it very, very real. It was meant to be an attack, and it was an attack, and it hit. Okay. And if we could just sit with that for a second, the intentionality of it, I think that it helps us to figure out how to deal with it. And I think that's a part of the reason why you see in many social media platforms, Black women saying that they're tired, Black women saying that they're depleted. And as a result, they're going to parcel out their energy selectively this year, right? And that's the thing that I have picked up is that, you know, dealing with illness, dealing with death, the thing that has come to me this year is that, you know, you only have so much time in a day. And so, like, when I can't start going back to yourself, taking care of yourself, getting your own health together, everybody on this line, man or woman, should have their doctor's appointments set. If you do it around your birthday or do it around the first of the year, make appointments for everything. And every year, go get a physical, if you can get a colonoscopy, all these things that you have to get when you get, set them either around the first of the year or set them around your birthday, right? That's what the scheduling and organizer people say. Nurture other Black women, right? I see the efforts. I see the looks that I'm getting from Black women when I'm out in public. Nurture other Black women, support other Black women. Ask Kelly to go to that class, that Pilates class with you on Sunday morning, you know? Help other Black women take care of themselves. Take a woman aside and say, look, I know you're struggling with your kid right now, but can we like go to that sip and paint class? Or can we like go on Kelly's next sunrise trip? Or can we go on our own weekend trip to Vegas or Florida or wherever it is? But can we start
Or
taking
it could be
walks?
just a phone call. I think
Yes.
sometimes, just having a
Yes.
check-in phone call. Like I had a call this morning from a woman that was on my third floor at Crandall Hall at Howard. And I ran into her after 35 years at a random event. And she called, and we caught up after we graduated in 89. And it was
Right.
so lovely. And it was a quick, maybe 20-minute phone call, which
Right.
is really amazing. So I was just also I'm just building to say it doesn't necessarily have to be a trip, but it could be
Right.
just a really nice, meaningful
Right.
check-in.
It doesn't, I mean, it could be a walk around the block. People, you know, have asked me this year, what do I need? And to be honest with you, the thing that I need the most is for people to check in with me.
Yes.
That feels
You
the
said
best of
that, and you said I need to
anything.
see your face.
Yep. You know, and you know, just the people that I have a friend of mine who's not really socially out there like I am, but she always says she sends me a Starbucks card. You know,
That's so
and
nice.
when I get that electronics from her, she's like, look, I love you. Here's the Starbucks card, right? But the phone call, the text, you know, when you see women out there, because I'm feeling this thing that's written in the chat. I keep my eyes keep going back to it. I feel the attack is on Black women, right? My eyes are stuck there right now. And I do not want to minimize that because I'm just happy. And Kelly and I know Kelly agrees that we are so fortunate that to receive that we're a place where you can come and release that. And you can't release that everywhere in America. You can't release that on your job. Sometimes you can't even release that in your house. So I
It
feel
is a
that.
safe space. I do too.
Right.
And I want to share something that someone also put in here confidentially. They said one issue I'm dealing with is trying to be the one who brings my family back together. For instance, I planned a large family gathering for Thanksgiving Getting my whole family together for the first time in 3 years. The adversity that I faced was unreal, but in the end, everyone enjoyed it. In our case, it's like someone has to do it and no one has stepped up, but some don't like it. Was me and not them. Which is
Right.
really like, wow,
Yeah, you
I
got to
feel
deal
that
with the
too.
fact that, yeah, you got to deal with the fact that we're keeping it real on families, right? That they wanted to do it, but they didn't do it. And even if you dropped it next year, they probably wouldn't do it, right? But they don't like that you did it, right? So, that's just a part of it. Like, and y'all know that half the people that wish that are salty because they didn't do it probably wouldn't do it if you let them. But the fact that you picked up that mantle and you did it and you did it through adversity, I mean, I applaud that. And people seem to enjoy it. Great. Everybody is not going to ever be perfect, but it sounds like it was worth the effort on the whole. So, and then maybe next year you guys consider that you not take the lead or you guys do a team effort, right? That is not all on one person.
I hosted Thanksgiving this year, and it was a lot of work and ended up with a bunch of dogs, which I like dogs, but had a bunch of dogs in the house, which was uncomfortable in some ways for me personally. And also, I was exhausted the next day. So I thought, why am I doing that? So this year, I think I'm choosing what someone said earlier. I'm choosing to just have it be me and the boys.
Right.
And that's it.
This year I elected in October that I'm not hosting anything. And I'm just going to someone's house. And I'm gonna tell you, it's one of the most freeing things I've ever. This is the first year since I've been an adult that I haven't hosted anything.
All right, and you're a cook. You like to
Yes.
cook.
I like to
So that's
entertain.
different.
I like make homemade bread and all this stuff. But I will say this, I must throw out another little bomb that hits in our community. You all let some of that stuff go. Just because you make the
Let it
best mac
go.
and cheese doesn't mean you gotta make everything. Let somebody
That's
else
right.
bring that. Do potlucks, and if it's not perfect, it's not perfect. Considering ordering. There are a lot of companies that make a lot of things really well now. Make some, buy some, right? Try to find ways to make it easy on yourself. I actually have a little bit of a story that I was going to bring something for the holidays, and I found out how much it was. They're like a crab cake platter now is like $200 and some, and I was like, no, I'm not
I
doing
had
that.
no idea. No, did
Yeah.
not know
Wegmans now is like $200 and some. Cameron's is $200 and some for y'all in the DMV for, crab ball plate. And I'm like, no, And I just told the host, I'm like, I'll bring a turkey breast because I'm just not spending $250 for crab cakes.
No, and it makes no
So,
sense. Even groceries, buying
right.
groceries for 10 people, 15 people is $500.
Right.
To
Right.
make all the
So,
stuff.
I mean, you can have tradition and you can let go of some of the things and enjoy yourself and be a lot less tired. And also, Kelly, well, to what you said, if you want to host, don't schedule anything the next day. Right? And someone in the chat is saying allow the nieces to showcase their culinary skills. Order takeout. Focus on enjoying the day. I
Yes.
went somewhere and we did games and it was just so much fun. It
Yes.
was food was kind of de-emphasized and Aunt Jen's this or that was kind of de-emphasized. Start training up your kids to bring their specialty dish. My mother-in-law got to the point where she was like to me and my sister-in-law, okay, y'all have it now. And she passed it off
I
quickly,
love that. I think that's great. And another thing that could be a consideration is what many of us did during COVID. Where we hosted like a Zoom call with all of our family members and had, I remember creating a Jeopardy game that was like, five categories. It was really fun. Everybody could get involved. It was, just, and there's online things that help you create little games that you can play via Zoom. That was super fun. So if everybody decides to not travel, make it easy, stay home, have it be quiet, and focus on self-care, that could be a way to at least be or at least see our family, you know, without physically having to host and do all that work. So I'm thinking out loud because I thought that we did that and it was actually super fun.
Create new traditions, right?
Okay.
Maybe you have a self-care day. You know, maybe you even include, your sons
Oh,
in it.
yes.
Someone
Okay,
in
this
chat
my
said
family did. Yeah, go ahead. Tiara is back. Good
did a
morning,
lip syncing
Tiara.
competition. It was super fun and cool for all ages.
Yes,
Right.
and that's Tiara, who used to
Right.
be part of our team, who we love and miss. Love you,
Hey,
Tiara.
Tiara, how you doing? And
That's
also,
super cool.
we could stand to not necessarily have the emphasis be on a lot of calorie laden, fat laden dishes. We can stand to lighten those up and de-emphasize them.
Absolutely.
Anybody else thinking about the holidays or just
If
like me
someone has
just
their hand up,
all
yes,
right,
hi.
please
Hey, good
go
morning,
ahead.
guys. This is Chandra.
Good
Sorry,
morning.
I'm a time zone earlier, so I was like, okay, let me get myself out of the bed and hope my voice doesn't crack. But
You're great. Thank you for being here.
I'm struggling with a couple things, and I think when I first joined this group, my son was we had found out that he was vaping. He'd been vaping for a year, and he has ADHD and anxiety and some other things. And so, long story short, he's now back home and online school, and he's a great, smart kid. But what I'm struggling with is how trying to figure out where how to find his motivation, not me find his motivation, but his motivation for his life. Now, his life has been, greatly supported, given, our blessings and our means. And so, it's obviously hasn't been like my life where, I had my first job at, 13, but I'm not sure how much to do to get him because I know everything about ADHD and sometimes it's just hard to get started, and how much to let him do on his own. And I know I didn't give a lot of detail, but
No, I mean, I think I have enough unless you want to add more. But initiation is real, right? It is a real part of executive dysfunction. And executive functioning for everybody on the call, it includes ADHD, but it's basically the command centers of your brain, right? Is if your brain is the boss, executive functioning is the boss of the brain. It runs everything. It runs how you start a task, how you that you get started with it, that you check your work, that you plan and organize your materials, that you check over it when you're done, that you control your emotions and in the service and your behaviors in the service of task completion. So it runs everything from time learning to tie your shoes to writing a dissertation, and you need it in life. When you have executive dysfunction and the ADHD is a form of executive dysfunction, then it's harder for you to initiate. But me and Kelly's heart to heart before I came on here and I was sharing with her what I had been seeing is that this exact same issue, right? What is the line that you stop pushing and you have to start letting the child kick in, right? This is a perfect time because they're still in your house, right? So we're not at the point like we are with some parents where they just have to push them out, right? But you are serving as his executive functioning proxy right now, and most parents do even without ADHD. But you're providing extra support for him, but the goal should be to gradually start to hand off things and to see if he can start picking up the ball. If he can't start picking up the ball and you're being really patient and time has elapsed and every time you give him something, he drops it, then it's time to bring in help. because you cannot always be that auxiliary executive functioning. And ideally, it would be other people involved when the child is in high school so that you can be his mom, right? And not so much his executive functioning coach, which are two different roles. So at some point in time, he has to start, but you might need support in ways of getting him to make that transition. So just consider, if you don't already have it, to get maybe some mental health support or some school support or some kind of support, ADHD organizations, workshops, that I can, definitely hook you up with some resources if you send me an email. But you should definitely be focused in the high school years of having him, even though he's at home school, start to pick up his own things, pick up his
Yeah, he's
own functions.
a senior, so I know he's not ready for college. So we've been
Ooh.
dealing with this since he was 2.5 when we first started getting phone calls from his Christian school. And we have an executive function coach. I mean, I've poured so much in resources, and it's not that it's an ongoing situation. So it's not like, okay, well, this resource didn't work, then that's it. I gotta, keep struggling
You
and
gotta keep
fighting.
moving.
Yeah, to find perhaps the right one. He has a therapist. He has a lot of things.
But sometimes it takes a minute to get all the right ingredients. It just really does. I mean, the thing that's on my mind, the cases that are on my mind this morning, we're like on the fifth or sixth therapist, right? And so sometimes you get that, we finally found the right therapist that the person can deal with. And the last thing I'll say is that, Kelly knows this, like in her cells now, because I had this talk with her. We're not, there's no time frame for college, right? And like you can start with a community college class, one, right? I had a friend tell me a few years ago, her son is the same age as my son, so they're like 25 now. I just don't like she's just taking a class or two at a time. Well, she just finished. I mean, she got that degree, and because she did it on her time, and she's now working part time, and so you gotta like sort of set aside the time frame that everybody puts in front of you, because number one, even the people that are putting it in front of you, half of them are not half of them are not going by that time frame because their kids are taking 5 years to graduate. The statistics that they published online about graduation rates, they're 6-year graduation rates. That's the amount of people. So if you look on the University of Michigan's website and it says their graduation rates, that's the amount of people that finish in 6 years. So take away those time frames and just think about, like I always say, with when you're struggling with anxiety, ADHD, what is the next step? Right? We're not thinking 5 steps down the line. You're thinking now, let's get that high school degree, right? Let's get that high school diploma,
But yeah,
right? And
I went to college, I went to med school, I went to residency. I've been training for a long time, so my life has been planned out for me. So, and I have an open mind, so no, it's you I gotta keep reminding myself to kind of not revert back to what would be natural for me, because his whole life has been trying to figure out and understand and really understand that he's not like me, even though he looks just like me. He's not like me, and try to understand. My husband and I work really hard to try to figure out how his brain works and not put too much pressure. And we've definitely stumbled along the way, and he's able to tell us now that he's 17, the things that the stressors. And I see his life as one big constant, stress that we didn't really understand why or how things were happening to him in school, et cetera, which is, and it turns out that the online school for his last year has really been the best way to teach him. And it took, he's been in boarding school, he's been in Christian school, we've homeschooled him for 4 years. So it just took a while to understand that all of these extraneous things in school were not beneficial to him. We also moved a lot. So if you have it, like young ADHD kid, I would say that's probably the worst thing to do is a lot of the different moves because it was unsettling for him. But, we didn't really understand that. But I do appreciate that, just keep reminding myself he doesn't necessarily have to go at my timeline. He doesn't have to go at anyone's timeline. He could just go at his timeline. And we see his potential and we see, the greatness in him. And I'm just, just kind of having these small wins. And a big one is that he went to partial hospitalization therapy, for the nicotine and the vaping, and he hasn't used and since July. So, and he sees it. He's much more, happier, freer kid. What I do worry about is because the amount of drugs on college campuses from Ivy League to whatever is just so tremendous. And this
All
is
college campuses.
marijuana. And I just worry about is he strong enough not to get back into that habit? And that's, obviously the future thought that a mom is having. And I'm just kind of working through it, but I do appreciate your words and they will be helpful as I go forward.
Well, as you come, if you come off, I want to just say to you, you talk about all the things that you've done and everything that fight that you've been in to get this boy where he needs to be. And I want you to give yourself some praise and some love about how hard you fought and how many things you've tried. And not that you've fallen down, because you've recognized that clearly. But I wanted you to give yourself some credit for hanging in there with this boy and trying to see the world as he sees it. And all the good that you've done and all the investment that you've put into his life. I just want to, like, I have no
Thanks.
other advice for you right now other than for you to give yourself a little bit of glory today.
Thank you as I walk. Yeah, thank you.
I was going to say, yes, that's so amazing. And the small wins are so incredibly important. The small wins.
I
And
mean, like,
there.
look, I had a kid that I've been seeing for a while, and he's graduating this month from college, and it's taken him 7 years. But I feel like he's like mine. I'm just
Amazing.
so happy. I have a little card already for him. It has been a long road. So anybody out there that's been on a long road and you ain't making any kind of steps forward on this call, or even somebody that you know, call out, reach out to them today and just tell them what a great job that they're doing, hanging in there with their child, not giving up, using all your time, money, and resources, to try to help. And then the one thing I do want to say is that because of the artificial barriers that people put in place for colleges, like, you have a child that's struggling through high school, right? And then we want to drive them to a college campus. Maybe that's not the step. Only 40% of kids go on campus or on campus doing a real live full-time experience. There are many ways to complete college. So if your child is not fitting within the conventional time frames, consider community college. Consider maybe just going locally. Consider them staying at home. And, I've had that happen many times where they go to community college and then after the first year, they're ready. Or if even if they do go on a campus, consider not having them be a full-time student. Consider that maybe they takes 12 hours to get them in the dorm, but that's all they take for the first 2 years. So that means you're buying into the fifth year, basically. Right. But consider just going in steps and not making huge leaps right now. And it wasn't particularly to the caller. It was just for that was on my mind to say generally.
And I just add on that too. And it might be that a person doesn't want to go to college, and that's okay too. And it might not be for
Yes.
them at all.
Right.
So that's okay. Like, how
They might
is
want to
that
go to
college?
right.
Gonna
They
do
might
college, and
want
that's
to
fine.
go take sound engineering classes. You know, I
Exactly.
would just encourage them to do something, right? Even if your child, and you can afford this, just wants to go volunteer in the school system or something like that to get them out. Like I had a kid that did that 1 year that did one of these programs where it's between high school and college where you basically city year. Anybody ever heard of that? And he did city year, and when he went to go work in the DC public schools, he was like, okay, now I can go do some things because he saw how rough it was for other kids. And you know, he's now in elementary education right now. But it was just the motivator to go out there in the real world and step outside of a lot of our middle, upper middle class and lower upper class worlds to get out there in the world. But yeah, if your child says they absolutely don't want to go to college, like what Kelly just said, do not make them. Do
Exactly.
not. I've had
I
parents say,
think
I just want them to try. I just want them to try. And I'm like, it never ends up going well.
Right.
They're
I
always
think the key
homeless
is listening.
waiting.
But what I love about what Chandra just said, I think it was Chandra, is about the fact that her son, who's 17, is now really talking to her and her husband, which is amazing. And that's the key. We want to create that relationship versus being right. Someone said that here years ago.
Ooh.
Yeah,
When
let
we
me
did
just
that,
also,
when we
I was
did
just.
that show about communications, you know, not being right. So whoever's talking, go ahead.
Oh, this is Chandra again. It's so funny because you're right about the talking. It, but you know what has happened? He talks to me in memes. So
That's okay.
it's so funny. So he starts sending me these things, and it's like the mom of an ADHD son. And so it's his way, or my mom wants me to clean the dishes, but I have ADHD. So, and so I'm learning about him in a way that he can only express
Yeah.
through something he's sending me. So I think
I love that.
it's great.
It's great. I want to also, I think that's amazing. I just want to put a pause on that for a hot second because it's so amazing everything you said and all the journey and the wins and you're celebrating those wins. I want to also just mention there is a note in the chat. So thank you for that, Chandra. There is another I just want to have Dr. Linda have you addressed. There, a woman said she's struggling with the decision to spend the holidays with my children in New York City while dealing with the pressure and guilt from one of my sisters for not coming to Maryland to spend Christmas with our mother, who is in assisted living and who we just visited this past week. We are struggling with finding the balance between living our own lives as well as ensuring her safety and happiness without always giving up our plans. So can you please comment on that?
I just think it's so hard to find a balance, and I'm not gonna, you know, this is not a simple one. You know, as people, all of us on that line either have aging parents or parents who are deceased, it's hard to find a balance, but also like thinking about your family that you're living in the home with. And we're rushing around all year, so I feel like that family deserves its time also. And so if you already have plans in place to spend time with your children in New York, I say do it. But try to find other ways. Maybe you go and you get on a plane or you drive down to Maryland in January and you spend you know, maybe, you know, the King weekend visiting and helping out. You know, like I did that a lot is that I like spending the holidays with my family that I'm living with, my son and my husband. But I, you know, would try to find other times to go spend time with the family. But it sounds like that you really want to honor the family that lives in the home with you. And so I am suggesting to you that you do that, but then you also look at ways throughout the year that you could support the siblings that are with your mother. I just want to
Great.
address one comment, Kelly, about the after 2 years just having 6 credit hours. Look, that's six that you don't have to go back and get. Let's celebrate that win because that might be for her son what he could do. That's what he could do. It doesn't mean that he'll be go 6 credit hours for every 2 years. He might pick it up and go more. But let's celebrate that he started college and he has credit hours. Someone else put it, balance is impossible without guilt. Well, I do think that balance is difficult because it's because when we define balance, it's like, well, th three people want us in their homes on Christmas Day, right? And then you're not going to be able to balance that by spending your home three by spending time in all three of those on Christmas Day. So yes, balance is hard to find, but I guess I'm trying to urge you to find some sanity, right? You know, that sometimes you have to pick and be okay with that, that it's not going to be perfect and somebody might not be happy, but that you found something that keeps you sane. So like if you feel like you cannot leave and go to an airport on the 24th or the 25th or the 26th, then honor that, right? So I guess I'm trying to say to you is that, like my friend Linda Burke always used to say, the B word, balance, is not always going to be possible. But I guess I'm trying to tell y'all this year to find some sanity and some self-love and self-care.
That's it. Dr. Vicky says, me see selfish season. And I think it is also self-care, self-love, all those things.
And I'm
Absolutely.
saying, acknowledging what we've said about the political environments and what has happened with Black women is self-healing. It just goes deeper, where you just are like, look, I'm going to take this year and I'm going to really focus on bringing my own system into balance. And that's so hard for us because did y'all hear what I said? I'm saying above your children. That's where, you know, I struggled. Is I could do it with everyone else, but I had a very hard time prioritizing myself over my child at any point.
But you did it. Or
I
are you
do
still
it.
doing it?
I mean, I think it's an ongoing struggle, y'all. But I just, like I said, I had this story. I've told it even on Sunrise before where I wanted to take one Pilates class. And that meant he would have had to spend 15 minutes in aftercare. And it took me a year to make that decision. But fortunately for me, after I made that decision, it got a little bit easier. But think about how hard it is for us to give ourselves a little when our child needs anything.
That's it.
And I don't think, and I think ultimately it's healthier when they see us taking that time and taking care of ourselves. I don't think it's
Absolutely.
altogether the best image to be the mother who sacrifices everything for everybody.
I agree.
I don't know if that sends
So,
the best message.
no. So, as we, I want to read this. So, Dr. Tracy Barry McGee was one of our wonderful attendees last weekend. And I see he's on. So, hello,
The
Dr.
belief
Barry
system
McGee.
means I'm given to me first. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I saw the advertisements. I actually listened in for a couple of minutes. So, you know, to from one well, from one McGee to another, welcome and thank you. Your belief system means giving to me first. Right.
Yes, I love that. She wrote hashtag seatbelt season system.
Right.
Seatbelt system. I love
System.
that.
And
Your
you
belief
know, I
system.
just want to like expand on that really quickly. You gotta figure out like I've been figuring out like what works, right? So when I give to myself, it's better for me to give to myself early in the morning because I make better decisions about myself early. When the day goes on, it's easier for me to rationalize. Oh, I don't need to. I it's already too late. But if I get up and I get those Pilates and that prayer and that meditation and that yoga in early, then I've done the things that I wanted to do for myself early. So figure out not just what to do and how to do it, but when you're most effective at talking down, building up your belief system, as Dr. McGee, Dr. the other Dr. McGee is saying,
Yes.
put yourself in your seatbelt first. But like I said, fanning out for me that it's the morning. I rationalize
Yes.
everything afternoon. The phone is ringing. Kelly, I know you do the same thing too, because I know you do things early. You gotta if figure out the time. If it's 8 o'clock at night for you that you need to shut down, then figuring out when to do it is also important. I gotten a message. I hosted Thanksgiving. Son had a meltdown with another family, and it was painful. Heartbroken and embarrassed. Yeah, this is real life. A lot. I mean, I think this year I'm getting more messages about this kind of thing. And if you guys think about it, think about the kind of year we've had just in this country. Think about the last 200 days, right? It's only natural that you're going to have, people being vulnerable, people that are already struggling with mental health conditions, feeling uncomfortable around different kinds of people and having meltdowns. And I want you to know that it's not, your child is grown. You're not responsible for how they act. And so I want you to take a little bit of that embarrassment away, and sort of maybe help him process the situation. But it's not all on you. It's not your actions. But I think going into Christmas, if we could all just think about the fact that, it's been a year. And to not necessarily have the expectations that things are going to be perfect, and to think about, whether some people are up to large gatherings right now. If you have somebody that's already under a lot of mental stress, maybe give them grace. And maybe they don't, if they don't want to come, maybe don't force them. Or if they want to come and they need to take breaks, let them take breaks. Or even consider maybe not having a huge gathering. But try to figure out ways where we don't, not necessarily that you're trying to avoid a meltdown, but you're trying to have a holidays that's not laden with stress. And with that, Kelly, I want to turn back to you because it's 10 and
It's We're out of
I want
time.
to, yeah, I want to honor the time today. But I want to say, as I hand it back to you, we were a little bit slow getting rolling today, but once we got rolling, we're there. But I want to end with this. Moms, dads on the line, give yourself a little bit of a pat on the back. You hung in there. You on this line. You are working so hard to do what's best for your child. You're even fighting your own trauma, your own accomplishments, your own stress, pressures, finances. And I just want you to give yourself some grace and to tell yourself that you are a parent who is fighting.
That's right. And doing a great job. I just want to say that. So thank you for always being here, Dr. Linda. Appreciate you so much. I am going to turn over to Dr. Vicky to close us out. And before I do that, I just want to also mention that we do have Sisters on Filter this Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Dr. Vicki Johnson is normally our host. And this Wednesday, however, we have Dr. Tracy Barry McGee, who is phenomenal also. And she will be hosting this Wednesday night's call. You need to register to get the Zoom link on our website. I can also put it in the chat, but really excited to have Dr. Barry McGee with us Wednesday night at 7:30. It's free, another safe space for women 18 and over. So sharing that. And then we have Brothers Unfiltered on Thursday night for men 18 and over with Dr. Halim Ali. So just wanted to share those as well. Those are coming up, additional support opportunities as we get ready for the next big holiday season. So thank you, Dr. Linda, again. And I want to turn it over to Dr. Vicki Johnson as she gets ready for her birthday or is celebrating her birthday month. If you can close us out in a prayer, Dr. Vicki, I'd appreciate that.
Sure. Good morning. Happy
Good
Sunday. Thank you, Dr.
morning.
Linda, again, for always giving us tools to make it another day, another week. another month, another holiday season. God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given to us. We choose to rejoice and give you glory. Thank you for this community. Thank you for Dr. Linda and for Kelly and Dee and the Sunrise Project community. We are grateful for the wisdom that is poured into us on a weekly basis as we go further into this day, into this weekend, the rest of this new week. God, we thank you for tools to just do the next thing. We thank you for a mind to take care of ourselves and to do the best we can with our loved ones. Thank you for grace that is sufficient. Thank you for new mercies that we see every morning. We give you glory for these things. Remind us in moments when we need it most that gratitude changes everything. And we give you glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Happy Amen. Sunday, everyone.
Thank you.
We'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Thank you, Dr. Linda. Take care, everyone. Bye.